This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. The Mark Reardon Show.
I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
Oh, you do?
The Mark Reardon Show.
I got into broadcasting because I like to give. Sometimes I found myself hurting from giving too much.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage.
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
Hey, welcome to the second half of the Manny Fry Show that's continuing all Wednesday. It's Mikey Lemon for Mark Reardon today. Ethan is here, Sue is here, and Ryan is still here.
Oh my gosh.
He's been here since yesterday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, did you have fun for the last 3 hours?
The last 2 days have been great.
That's it? That's awesome.
On Monday, it was Brad Young, and I was like, oh, great.
Well, I get it. You know, hanging out with an attorney.
No, I actually really like when you guys are in, it's fun. I mean, when you fill in, it's fun. I like doing the hosting whenever I can. People have asked me, like, when Annie's gone, why don't you just host, you know? And it's like, well, I love to, but I have a full-time job here.
Yeah.
And hosting is a full-time job. And so when I do it, it's like that kind of takes the rest of my day and all the other stuff I got to get done out of commission. So when I can, I can.
I wonder how many people actually realize that you have a lot more responsibilities than, not saying just doing the Annie Fry Show, but being on the Annie Fry Show. You have a lot of other responsibilities that you're doing on top of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it's nothing that's that interesting. It's just stuff that you have to get done.
Well, it's stuff that makes the radio station sound better.
Yeah, it's stuff that has to get done. And so I'm the creative director outside of the radio.
There you go.
So I do a lot of the promotional stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Did we ever finish that promo for History of the Lou? I never get to talk to Ryan, so we're going to just
I'm sure we did.
Welcome to Inside
Radio. It's probably been running. You know what? Thanksgiving weekend, I think we're going to hear more of that promo.
Thanks, Wiggins.
You're welcome.
By the way, he's the one who created the insect news sounder that we all love.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry.
I do that stuff. So now you understand.
Yeah.
So a creative services director, for those of you who don't know, is the person who does all the stuff in between the, I used to say in music radio, all the stuff that happens in between the records, it's not the DJ.
Yeah, and not the commercials.
Right.
Well,
because I don't do that either.
That's true. You don't do that part.
It's time for Insect News.
See, that's some good stuff
right
there.
That's strong work.
It is.
That
really is.
Yeah. That is buggy right
there.
That's
one of Mark's favorites. He absolutely loves
Insect
News.
Yes. Yes.
The randomest thing. He asked me last week for a Doge sounder.
Oh, that's right.
And I made three, and all of them he was like, eh. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
You're very honest.
Yeah, I adjusted one, so 2.5 maybe.
But. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know
funny.
What? If you don't like my work, do it yourself.
Now I have two Doge sounders to use on Wiggins America. So
that's right.
That's the way that works.
You know, I actually brought up to Steve Ellman the other day. I said, you know, why can't we do that at St. Charles County government? Like, why can't we put together a Department of Government Efficiency and go from there? I mean, it's a little different because at county government, you can't print your own money. It would be awesome if you could, but
St. Charles bucks.
Yeah. Welcome to that. Elam dollars. That'd be great.
And you can Chuck make bucks. A little money on the float between the transactions.
I love that.
Hold on. St. Chuck bucks.
St. Chuck bucks.
Huh? Come on, Ryan.
I'm not on the council. You asked Mike.
No, but I was expecting
it's not a Doge sounder,
reaction.
But you know, yeah. I'm with you.
It's whatever.
It's fine. Whatever.
It's fine.
Ryan, you're hosting now.
Or something, Ryan?
You're looking at me like I'm still hosting the 84. I'm not.
Can we please talk to him about what he's in here for?
So, Ryan Wiggins, for those of you who don't know and probably have never heard because it's a well-kept secret, has written a book. Actually, you've written a book before.
Yeah, this is book number two. So my first one was released in 2021, and it was a novel. Now, a novel takes a lot of work to write.
It does.
It took me 12 years to write that thing.
Wow.
Not consistently. I wouldn't sit down every night and write it. But when you get inspired, and then you got to get dedicated to do it because the inspiration goes away and you got to finish a book. But that one's called The Life of Human, and got some pretty good recommendations on that one. Some of my favorite writers I contacted and gave them spec copies. And a couple of them actually gave me recommendations.
Nice.
That is nice.
That's cool. Like you don't realize that you can do that until you just try it. And they must get people doing that because some of them will tell you, no, I don't take them unsolicited. And, you know, there's probably some legal things in there. But some of them will just say, yeah, you know, they may not read your entire book in a weekend, but they'll read enough to go, I like where this is headed. Yeah, sure, I'll give you a blurb or whatever.
Okay.
And so this new book is called The Grocery List, and it is not a novel. This is a book you can read in like 25 minutes.
So where did the idea
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did the idea for this come from?
Okay. So, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live.
Love it.
Now, Deep Thoughts with
exactly.
Jack Handy.
So, I grew up with those. They just killed me. I mean, when I started reading those things or seeing them on SNL, I was like, this is the pinnacle of existence. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And so, when I was in grade school, literally fifth grade, I remember jotting them down from the TV and going, oh, I got to remember that. And basically, like, learning how to write comedy. Based on, I didn't know that that's what I was doing, but that is what I was doing. And so then in college, I was like, man, I love those things. And I know I had the books because he's got a couple books, and he's actually come out with a bunch more that after Saturday Night Live, people probably don't even know he has, but they're more Deep Thoughts books.
I didn't even know until we were talking about your book at one point. I didn't even know Jack Handy was a real person.
Most people don't.
I thought it was a Saturday Night Live bit.
Wait. He is a real person?
Jack Handy is a real person.
What?
Yeah, he's a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Actually, I was sitting here when you got the reply from him.
Yes, that was that day.
That's right. When Annie goes on vacation, big things happen.
Yeah, and so that day, so back up a little bit here. So Jack Handy was a writer on Saturday Night Live for probably like over a decade. And some of the best sketches ever, when you look them up, you're like, oh, that was Jack Handy. Toots is the Driving Cat.
Oh, wow.
That's Jack Handy. Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. The most,
that is one of my all-time favorites.
The most
with
ridiculous
Phil Hartman.
I don't understand your ways.
Yes.
I am just a simple
caveman.
Unfrozen caveman.
Yes. So this stuff, and it's just timeless. Like, it's still just as funny now. And so I've started figuring out, like, oh, I get how this guy does it. He doesn't base things on current events.
No.
He's just making stuff that's really funny. And so I tried to kind of, like, in my college years, I was part of some sketch comedy groups and stuff. And so I would write sketches, and we had some things that were fairly successful, nothing big. But I kept a list called The Grocery List that it was basically Deep Thoughts. Like, it was the same format, and I've got thousands of these things.
So why The Grocery List?
I don't know. It was just like I wrote the top of it, like, here's my grocery list.
Gotcha.
And wait, really? Thousands?
I do. And look, most of them suck. But the best of the best, you just kind of skim off the top, and that's where I made
it. It's like my dad jokes. Most of them suck.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
yes.
I post them anyway.
I think we can all agree on that.
Thanks, Ethan. Ethan's shaking his head. Yes, they do.
So it's a whole book of basically those things, and I'll read a couple of them here. You can tell me whether or not they're funny.
Okay.
First one. Everywhere I go, people talk about how certain people shouldn't be allowed to copulate. Yeah? Well, nobody asked you anyway.
That's so stupid.
How about, I bet pirates would pretend to be interested in a woman's inner beauty sometimes, but really, all they cared about was the outer beauty.
Okay, this is better than the Mike Elam of dad jokes.
What?
Yes, I'm just going to have to break it to you.
My God.
I have sided with Wiggins on something. Somebody better circle the calendar.
One of the most amazing parts about this job is getting to interact and see how Ryan Wiggins, you can really see how his brain works when he's talking on air.
Uh-huh.
And like just how he just kind of formulates things. This is literally the book version of that.
I think so.
There you go.
By the way, I just heard from Jeannie Sullivan, who said, I love Wiggins. I just bought his book yesterday. First book.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, the first book.
Oh, the first book.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Hopefully there's some duality there.
Hey!
That'd be fine, too.
That feels like a royalty.
The second one you will get through much quicker.
So how many pages is this?
It's a little over 100.
Okay.
So there's a little over 100 of these.
Good bathroom reading.
I think so. And it's just a quick couch read in the evening. I mean, I can't imagine anybody could read this and not at least be smiling a little bit, you know?
But they're all these little short
one-page things. Here's another one. When I die, I don't want you to make a big special parade out of my death. Just find a parade that's already happening and walk my body around in that one.
That's so Wiggins, I can't even. Yes,
very.
Yes, very.
All right,
that's like the old theory of, hey, if you want to be a leader, just find a parade and jump in front of it.
So
Ferris Bueller.
I'm reading these from the email that I sent to Jack Handy.
Yes.
I contacted Jack Handy a while back.
Out.
And again, you're like, oh, he's real. Yeah, he's a real guy. He does not do, he writes some books and some articles for the New Yorker, but he lives in New Mexico or something.
Okay.
He's not really involved in the entertainment scene anymore.
He doesn't cut his hair or shave, but
I have no idea. I mean, he never appears on camera. I've seen a couple pictures, but I don't really know much about him other than his material. And so I contacted him via Victoria Jackson. Now, originally, Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live was going to be the face of this book.
Oh.
And it was going to be called Victoria's Secrets. And so we were working on this, and she kept going, Ryan, don't you want more credit, though? And I was like, no, I think it'd be great if you were the face of the book, and I was your ghostwriter, essentially. And she over a couple years, would keep going, yeah, but at least put your name on it, you know? And I'm like, whatever. We finally got to the point that I'm like, I feel like you're kind of resistant. You seem like you want to do this, but you keep telling me that you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so I said, would you prefer to just write the foreword or something and kind of flip this thing? And she goes, yes, I just feel better about this because I want you to have the credit.
Not to mention the fact I'm thinking Victoria's Secrets feels like a lawsuit.
I wasn't going to worry about that.
Oh, that's a good point there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a little too close.
Surprisingly, I was like, you know what? We're just going to deal with that when it happens.
Wait, how did Victoria Jackson have anything to do with this? I remember you talking about this on the Glover Show years ago.
Before you do that, you're on the Jack Handy. How did Jack Handy get involved in this? Let's finish that and then come back.
To answer both of your questions, she was a part of a television pilot that we had done. And so I got to know her through that, and I've stayed kind of friends with her.
Gotcha.
I said, can you introduce me to Jack? Because I want his endorsement for this book. It's perfect. She did. He didn't respond. He's like, he didn't want, I don't know if he didn't get it or what. I don't know. But then I independently, a couple months later, contacted Jack Handy. And he told me, no. I will not. I don't do this for strangers.
Right.
You know, it's nice, but I appreciate you liking my work and stuff, but I don't do this for strangers. I hope you understand.
Yep.
And I'm like, I absolutely do. But I responded and said, you know, we could solve that. We're being strangers, and you could read the material. You know,
I can fly to New Mexico and buy you a beer.
I was persistent. Hopefully, not to the point of annoyance. But he did end up reading the stuff. And then, like I said, we were in the studio when I got the email of him saying, "All right, I'll do it." He completely changed his mind and decided to give me the endorsement after reading the stuff, I guess.
I think you're on brand for him. You really are.
I mean, it's almost an homage to his work. So he actually then sent me 4 book blurbs, spent time writing book blurbs and was like, here, I'm going to give you some options here. Pick which one you think is best, but just pick one. And so I did. I put that on the cover, and so it's got the freaking endorsement of Jack Handy.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
And that is awesome.
It's a life milestone. Like I said, we've been growing up with these things. My friends, I put it on Facebook. They're like, "Holy smokes! I remember reading these with you when we were in 7th grade," you know, and all this stuff. And just finding out that he's real, most people are shocked by, like you said.
Yeah, I am.
But for him to endorse the grocery list, this one would be called the Grocery List Food for Thought. And if you look it up, Grocery List Wiggins on Amazon.
I started to say, if people want to go buy the book, and we want them to go buy the book, how can they go buy the book?
Yeah, the easiest way.
Did I say buy the book enough?
The last
time.
So
you should buy the book.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It just came out yesterday. The last time I checked, if you just Google it, it won't just automatically populate because I haven't caught up yet. But if you go to Amazon and you type in Wiggins and Grocery List, it's definitely going to come up.
Cool.
So there you go. And hey, if you have a weird friend with a weird sense of humor, After you read it or whatever, and you want to make it a Christmas gift, that's kind of why we're doing it in November. So
no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, when we put out the book that I co-wrote with the other 35 dads, and it's called Notes from Dad, we put it out right before Father's Day. You would think marketing people know something.
Yeah. And as I understand
makes
it,
sense.
Like Christmas to me is the birth of Christ, but a lot of people celebrate it by giving gifts to each other.
Really? Huh.
And so I was like, I need to maybe jump on this bandwagon a little bit. And for me, again, it's a religious holiday. A lot of people, though, they celebrate it differently. And so I'm just sort of putting this out there for those who celebrate in that way.
Or people who just need a good book for the bathroom.
That too.
There is that.
Yeah.
So Ryan Wiggins' book is out. The grocery list, amazingly enough, from Ryan Wiggins, mm-hmm, with the Jack Handy forward. And so Victoria did put a...
She's got a blurb on the book too, yeah.
Okay.
She actually says in it, she didn't know Jack had given me the endorsement. She says, like, these are not, the quote something like, these aren't proverbs, they're not jokes, they're more like semi-coherent ramblings from a Jack Handy-like mind.
Oh, okay,
and then she
that's
goes,
fair.
Oh my gosh, Jack Handy! And so, like, you flip the book over, and she's saying that, and then Jack Handy's on the front. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
There's a nice synergy there.
And if you ever meet me in person, which I hope that we do, I think we got a remote coming up in December at one of the Ruler Foods.
Nice.
If you're ever able to come out to any of our events, and you have that book, man, I will be your best friend. Like, I will sign it. I will sign your forehead. Like, whatever you want. We'll just be friends.
Long, and very intimate hugs?
That's a solid question.
Depends.
That's a solid question.
Yeah, yeah. I think I can sort of commit to that.
That's
yeah.
a weird question.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. It's a Wiggins question.
And remember, yes. Ryan's available to do public speaking engagements, and he will bring the book, and you can buy it there, and he'll sign it. And I only bring that up because Ryan needs to buy a puppy, and these puppies are not cheap. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we get through, by the way, the whole allergy shots, I went and got my allergy shots today, and I think the lady just stuck the needle right through my tricep because my arm hurts like heck today. All day long, it's been hurting. I'm like, you know, these allergy shots, they really kind of suck. I'm mm-hmm. just saying.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that big of a deal.
Well, if you didn't want a puppy so bad.
I know. I'm not doing a cat, but I would. That puppy is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are super you really cute. Getting a puppy? And
no,
what
he's,
kind
getting,
is
he's
it?
Getting ragweed.
Oh.
I'm getting ragweed. Ryan's getting a puppy.
What kind
I have
of puppy?
A 14-year-old Chihuahua. Oh, you didn't see Annie's puppy in here earlier.
No.
Oh.
How is there a puppy in here and no one told me?
Oh, so we're going to roll that back for Sue.
Oh,
sorry. We'll have to replay. It's a whole Manny Fry thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just have to work that out.
So thank you very much for letting me usurp your first segment of the show today.
By all means. Thanks for letting me come in yesterday and today.
The book.
It's nice to play alone.
That, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and the Wiggins clan. I hope everything goes well. I hope you sell millions of these books. And that way you can afford to buy two dogs.
Yeah.
You have more than
have
one
two
kid.
Dogs.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Hey, we are going to talk to another really cute person. Actually, it's probably not a good way to refer to him. Congressman Blaine Lukemeyer. He is a really great person. We're going to talk to the congressman on the other side. It's Mike Eliman from Mark Reardon today. 97.1 FM Talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in today for Mark Reardon. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Having some miscommunication with Congressman Lukemeyer's office, hoping to get him on the phone here in just a little bit. But I'm very excited tonight because it's my first Guns N' Hoses that I get to go to.
What time does it start?
Starts at 5:30.
Okay.
But I don't know what time the first bout is.
Yeah.
I believe the first one is at 6:30, I think.
I'm hoping, because we're not going to be done here until 6. But I am very excited about the fact that if you've never been to Guns N' Hoses before, we are going to simulcast that tonight. So it's on, is it on TV or are they webcasting it?
It's on Fox 2.
It's on Fox 2.
It'll also be on 97.1.
So Tom Ackerman is going to be doing it on Fox 2,
yes.
And he's also going to be simulcasting
yes.
it here.
And our coverage will start at 6:30.
Cool. And I saw that Sherry Farmer is going to be doing some social media stuff with it as well. So that'll be good that she'll be part of that. I really appreciate Corey Hogan and the firefighters for hosting me tonight. That was very exciting.
That is
that
nice.
Was very nice of them. It's cool that we get together and we do this. So if you're not familiar with the whole Guns N' Hoses thing, All this money goes to support Backstoppers. And Backstoppers is a fantastic organization. They have a new executive director, I believe. Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence O'Toole is the executive director. And what was the name of the chief who was there forever? I'm just blanking on him right now.
Ah!
I know, unaided recall, right? So
yep.
He was amazing. So he retired. And I'm not sure how long Lieutenant Colonel O'Toole has been doing this, but it's just a great organization with Backstoppers. All the money tonight is going to go for that. So Mark Cox has been promoting that raffle that they did the drawings today at noon. And that was for Respond Rescue, right? Or Respond Right. Oh, man, I just blanked on that, too. Oh, wait. If there could only be a flyer
next
to me.
Yeah, right next to you.
Yeah.
There
so,
you go.
Responder Rescue.
There
so
you go.
The difference in the two is the Responder Rescue that Mark Cox was fundraising for. They help first responders who were injured in the line of duty, but they didn't die in the line of duty.
Ron Battelle.
Ron Battelle, yes. How could I forget a legend?
It was Tricia who reminded me.
Thank you, Tricia. Yes. I appreciate that. She is always on her game, is she not?
Yep, she is.
She's still basking in the glory of the puppy. She was walking around here.
Well, of course.
I'm so sorry that you missed that, but she was walking around here holding the puppy in just hog heaven, as we would
yes.
say.
Yes. Because yeah. it's oh, puppies.
She was having a great time. So Annie went and got this puppy, and that's where all of that stuff came from. So
gotcha.
She came in. I walked in, and I'm like, that looks like Annie Fry. That is Annie Fry. Annie Fry's on vacation. Why is Annie Fry in the building?
Puppy.
So she brought the puppy in. It's like showing off the baby, right?
Yeah, it really is.
You got to love it, right? So
yep.
I'm excited about going to Guns N' Hoses tonight, the first time that I've had the opportunity to be a part of that. So I think that's going to be a great time. It's going to make for a long day, though, because, I mean, I worked the full-time job earlier this morning. I went to a fantastic luncheon today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So always the day before you have the day before Thanksgiving, they always have a big luncheon. That it's normally at the DoubleTree out in Chesterfield, but Progress 64 West is an amazing organization, and they always do their big luncheon, year-end luncheon, the day before Thanksgiving. So that was today. So they had their Excellence in Community Development Awards banquet that went on today, and it was at the Hilton in Frontenac. So Scott Drochnick was the MC for that. He did a fantastic job. Sam Page decided not to show up. I don't know what he had going on. He had something going on. But Steve Ellman was there. And Lisa Nichols was the person who was the featured speaker. And she did a really great job. So, Maxine from Build-A-Bear.
Oh, I love her. I just interviewed her for something. So Waters?
No, that's
no?
the congressperson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
yeah.
I can't think of it.
Anyway, her husband's not doing well, and they were going to do like an interview type segment there.
Clark.
Maxine Clark, yes. So, man, I'm having a really hard time on last names today.
I'm with you. Hello,
oh,
I'm showing up.
It's like it's a holiday week or something. I don't know. But Lisa did a fantastic job filling in today. She's the CEO of Technology Partners, an IT firm.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm sure it's hard to step in last minute. That Maxine Clark is a dynamo.
Yes.
And her story is amazing.
Yeah.
Just doing Build-A-Bear from St. Louis, and it's one of these billion-dollar companies, and there's more than 300 worldwide. The story of that is incredible.
It is. And you know what's amazing is when you're on the radio and you can't remember people's name, then people start texting you.
Yeah, they do.
So thank you, Krista Montgomery, for that. And we're still looking to connect with Blaine. He is caught up, I think, right now. So Congressman Luke DeMeyer, we're going to try and catch up with him. What we may want to do is take a break and then come back and see if we can connect with him on the other side. But I did want to say congratulations to Dr. Keith Marty, to Tom Kyman, and to Keith Snyder and Robert O'Loughlin, who were the four award nominees today. at the Progress 64 West luncheon. Amazing stories. They also gave out five, count them, five scholarships of $5,000 each.
Wow.
To some amazing young people who were there.
Oh, that's nice. That's always heartening.
Including one from Fort Zumwalt West, where all three of my kids attended.
Great.
So it was nice to have a St. Charles kid who was part of that. So I was very excited. So these kids come in and they pitch business ideas. And some of them actually have the companies up and running. But they pitch these business ideas, and then that's where the scholarship money gets determined. And normally they give away four, but in this case, they ended up giving away five because they said the ideas were too good and they couldn't narrow it down, so they just couldn't cut that fifth one out. So they went with all five of them. So $25,000 in scholarships that they gave away. They do different programs all throughout the year. Every month, they do different programs. And it was just really cool to be a part of the whole thing. And I appreciated Missouri American Water was the big headline sponsor of it today. They did a really nice job. Debbie Shaw Frankie is, I think she's the president of the organization. And they do a lot of stuff. Like I said, they have monthly luncheons and stuff they do. But just trying to encourage business in the St. Louis area. One of the things, you know, when we were talking yesterday with Ness Sandoval, of trying to build up the population here, we've got to have people who have businesses that are going to be able to provide the jobs for our young people to take part in.
Yeah.
And something that they're going to be able to build off of. So let's do this. Let's take a break here. We're going to see if we can connect with Congressman Luke DeMeyer, and hopefully we will have him on the other side. You know, he's probably selling a book right now. You know what he's doing? I bet he's online right now at Amazon trying to buy the grocery list of Ryan Wiggins' book because he was probably hearing this talk about that.
Probably.
We're back next. It's Mike Elam on for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We're having problems connecting with Congressman Luke DeMeyer, so we'll... If we can get a hold of him, that's great. Love to talk to him. It'd be the last time I'd get to talk to him while he's still a congressman, because he decided not to run for re-election. Bob Onder, former state senator out of St. Charles County, won that seat. So he is moving to D.C. and, well, not full time, but he is going to be in D.C. and taking over the 3rd Congressional District. So going to have a new guy in the seat. I'm sure he's going to do great. Congressman Onder did a great job while he was in the Missouri Senate, and I'm sure he will do a wonderful job representing the state of Missouri. And I'm excited to have, from what I understand, it's the first time we have had a congressman from St. Charles County actually there. So this is going to be pretty cool, which is, that was surprising to me because back in the day, I mean, St. Charles was the first capital of the state of Missouri. You could still go to the first Missouri capital on Main Street in St. Charles. So it seems interesting that we don't have a guy who had been in Congress before from St. Charles, but
thank goodness we do.
That's it. Dr. Onder took care of that. So I'm excited for him. If we can connect with Blaine Luke DeMeyer, that would be great. So we'll see if that can happen. Sue's News is coming up next hour. We're also going to talk with Tony Kinnett. He is an investigative columnist for the Daily Signal and the host of the Tony Kinnett cast. So we are going to chat with him next hour. We're also going to talk with Tom Evers. He is the assistant St. Louis area engineer for MoDOT. So yesterday I talked about this a little bit. I went to the MoDOT breakfast that they do every year. And they laid out all of the big things that they are doing, highway plans that they're doing this year. So that's going to be interesting to talk to Tom about all the different things that they have going on. Because he talked about yesterday, Tom Blair, who was the St. Louis area engineer, he talked about how this is the smallest geographic region, but they have the most projects going on in St. Louis. And we also found out that none of us knew 270 was the busiest highway in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, it made sense once we talked
about it. Yeah, we were thinking in terms of east-west instead of north-south.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was interesting when because I was standing right next to Tom Evers when they said, which highway do you think? And I went, I-70. Like, that's a stupid question. And he's like, 270. I'm an idiot. All right. Well, that was good. You know, one of the interesting things that they did talk about, though, is they have had a recent rise in pedestrians killed and being struck on the highways.
Yeah, they did.
So one of the things that they talk about is, and we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, I think, is a lot of times when something happens to your car, you get in an accident or your car breaks down, or you need to, you know, do something with your vehicle, people get out of their vehicle and walk around, and a lot of times they get hit. And they've had 72 people this year, pedestrian deaths of people who have been struck. So it's a good rule of thumb and just a good safety rule. If you're out on the highway traveling over this holiday season and something happens with your car, when you pull off on the side of the road and you call for help, stay in your car. If you can stay in your car, because it's also going to be cold this weekend, so you may want to stay in the car just from that standpoint. But if you can stay in your car, you should, and then let somebody come show up who can help you. And that way you've got an extra set of eyes to make sure that nobody's going to be able to get you. Those highway patrol videos that you see a lot of times of troopers who are standing on the side of the road and these cars come along and just sideswipe them.
Well, remember for a while it was a problem that people were hitting MoDOT employees in work zones. People are not paying attention and going way too fast.
It's very true. So that's another good reminder, you know, just be careful while you're out and about this holiday season. We talked to Dave Murray for a little bit yesterday, and Dave was talking about there are going to be some area travel areas that are going to be very cold, could have some bad weather. Mm-hmm. Ethan may be driving up to one of those this weekend.
Yep.
So lucky you. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes, I guess.
I know you're very excited just to go shopping at the Mall of America.
Heading up to the Twin Cities tonight.
The frozen tundra.
Yeah, so hopefully we beat the bad weather on the way there, but on the way back, we'll have to see because we'll be driving back on Sunday.
Did you get all of your work done yesterday?
I did. I got all tomorrow for the Mark Reardon Show and Friday. We'll be having some best of segments, so be
awesome.
Sure to tune in and hear some of the highlights from throughout the year. And
of course, you're using a lot of my segments.
What'd you say?
Of course, you're using a lot of my segments
of course,
when I filled
all
in.
All of them. every segment you're on is a best of mine.
Thanks,
this is a perfect example.
Much. That's very good. It's a perfect example of filling a time slot. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was here till about 9:30 last night getting those done. So,
okay.
A little bit of a grind. But
so you're literally going to head out tonight?
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get up there?
If we leave at the time we hope to, which will be around 7 o'clock, we'll get there at 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
So any reason why you're going tonight and not just going to get up in the morning and drive?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really want to. I am much more active and wired in the evenings rather than getting up early and trying to drive it early. I would much rather just get it done, wake up in the morning and be there and just be able to, I don't know, like, otherwise, what am I going to do tonight? Just sit around and just do nothing?
Go to bed early.
Exactly.
Get up
Thank
early.
You.
See, that's
you,
not
Sue.
How I'm wired. That's
I
just not how
that.
I'm wired. I'm much more active in the evening, and just so I'm just like, let's just get it done. We'll have the whole day there Thursday.
Are you a drive at night person, Sue?
No, I like to get up. You seem to get there faster, which is, of course, impossible.
Not true. Right.
But if you leave in the morning when it's still dark.
I just don't like driving in the dark.
Oh, I don't mind. That's okay.
I mean, when I'm on a long trip like that, especially if I'm going somewhere that I'm unfamiliar with.
Oh, I get that.
Because I get there in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And then I don't really know my way around.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder. It's not like a safety thing or something. It's that I'm going to be more likely to be lost if I'm driving there at night. But
yeah,
I can, if I get there during the day, I can see. I'm with you. I like leaving when it's a little dark in the morning.
Yeah, because
then
it'll get lighter.
Yeah.
And it'll be great. Oh, it's like an adventure.
So the last time I did this trip up to Minnesota was when the Cardinals played up there against the Twins. That would have been in August. And I went right after the Cardinals had an afternoon game on a Thursday. I left straight from downtown. The Cardinals played Friday, Saturday, Sunday there. And I got there about 2 in the morning after a full day of work.
Okay.
And but then I, was able to watch Cards Twins and got to see up all the broadcasters up in the booth. So it was pretty cool. But I don't know. There's something about just for me about.
But you're staying at your wife's family's house, right?
Correct.
You're not staying at a hotel.
No.
So you're going to go in and wake the family up at 3 a.m.
No.
That
all
you're going
sleepers.
To visit with.
They'll be fine. Be nice and quiet. They love me. They love me. No concerns.
They did
whatsoever.
Before you woke them up at 3 a.m.
Well, the last time I did this, could have been the same concern, and there wasn't. And then, okay. In fact, last time, people at the ballpark...
Hold up, but last time, you weren't officially family. Now you are.
We were, actually. Well, we had been married for like a month at that point.
Oh, okay.
So, but last time, I went by myself, and people were like, you're crazy going to see your in-laws by yourself. I'm like, my in-laws love me.
You went to see your in-laws by yourself?
Well, I mean, it was a win-win of getting to see them, getting to stay with them. They also kind of spoiled the crap out of me, while also getting to go to the ballpark. You know, I got some tickets for them, so it was a win-win.
Okay.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was good.
You worked it in while you were working?
Yes. Oh, well, okay. I wasn't even work, really. I just more so went just to go. I've never seen the Cardinals play in a road ballpark. So that was a first time experience. Got tickets from the Cardinals. So I was sitting with all the family. It was for the family weekend. So I was sitting with like everyone's parents and families were all around me. It was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
We got to, so we hosted a player at the River City Rascals for 6 years.
Really?
Yeah. So we were a host family. It was a really cool experience. We really liked it. But the first young man that we hosted, his name is Joe Thatcher. And Joe made it to the majors.
That's awesome.
Which never happens, right?
Wow.
So from unaffiliated Frontier League ball at the time, now the Hoots are actually a college Woodbat summer league.
And I called games for them this summer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. So, and they do a fantastic job out there.
They do.
But Joe was our first kid that we hosted. And when I say we hosted him, we really kept his stuff in the basement because...
They're never there. Never.
Right? Mm-hmm. I saw them at the ballpark. I never saw him at my house. He was always at the ballpark because when I would get up and leave, he was asleep. And when I came home, he was at the ballpark. So we would go to the ballpark. And by the way, those free tickets were killing me because we were eating at the ballpark all the time.
Oh, man.
That was super expensive.
Summer collegiate ball seasons are a grind. Those kids in about, 65, 70 days are playing 60 games.
Yes.
They're on the road for half of them.
All the time.
By bus.
Yep.
It's a grind.
And not the luxury buses either.
No.
It's tough.
Kudos to those kids. They're doing what they love and they're grinding it out.
They really are. But Joe made it all the way. And when he was here, we got to go see him at the ballpark, and he got his tickets, and we sat with all the families.
That's awesome.
And that was a really cool experience. Well, I'm sorry that we didn't catch up with the congressman. I was really hoping to do that. But the good news is Sue's News is just on the other side. So there's something to look forward to. Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.